It's 7 minutes past 10. Good morning. I'm Kara Lawrence. Coming up, a very special hour in which we have a flashback with the Kalamazoo Concert Band with their leader, director, Tom Evans. A quick look at our forecast before we move into music and recreating a wonderful evening concert. It's 33 degrees right now. We're expecting highs in the mid-30s today with mostly sunny skies. Tonight, a 60% chance of snow showers, maybe an inch possible or less. Lows in the low 20s. And on Friday, look for snow, a 50% chance. It will be overcast tomorrow, although we're having some nice sunshine right now. Highs will be in the mid-20s, 33 in Kalamazoo. And now it's time to welcome Dr. Tom Evans again back to Classical WMUK. It feels like a new day in many ways, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. With the sun shining today, it is a new day. New day is dawning. It feels good.
Yes. It's great to see you again. Last time we were together was for a flashback on holiday concerts.
Yes.
Which was very fun.
Right. We did the Halloween concert.
And the Halloween concert,
yeah,
too.
It was fun.
But I know this is one that you have always said, Kara, if we get together again, I really want to present the performances on this particular concert.
Yeah. This is a special concert. I mean, musicians and concert goers alike know that some concerts stand out more than others. There's a chemistry that happens between the performers and the audience and the guest artists that's there. I mean, there's always that energy and specialness to each performance. But some stand out more than others, and I think for me, that this performance does just that. And the KCBS, I think, is gives a nod to the Western Brass Quintet because they were a guest artist, and there is a real symbiotic chemistry between the two groups. Each group respects the other, and certainly the KCB, you know, wanted to try to measure up and be the equal of the Western Brass Quintet, and I think we did. In fact, I know we did, and it was. This is a special concert.
Well, for one, the Western Brass Quintet is no run-of-the-mill faculty ensemble.
They've
set such a high standard since 1966.
Their artistry is recognized throughout the world. This is the thing about living in Kalamazoo. We take all these things for granted. Well, you mentioned the Gilmore just a few seconds ago, and, you know, that's what a special event that is.
It does.
And it's in our backyard.
I know. It's a good thing to reflect on almost every day how lucky we are.
Oh, yeah. We are so fortunate to live in this community. So it's easy to, I don't know, to sidestep it, bypass it, you forget about it. And I think it's important because it's in our backyard. It feels like sometimes we think we have to travel at least 50 miles outside of our where we live to find anything of merit. But if you live in Kalamazoo, that's just not true.
Well, I think you can pat yourself on the back for bringing out thousands of people each time the Kalamazoo Concert Band performs.
Yeah, we do. And I take, and so does the band, take great pride in that. The fact we know that many community bands suffer in a lot of ways with funding, with audience attendance and what have you, budget cuts. But we are fortunate that we have wonderful donors, fantastic donors. I'd like to thank them. And it's worth mentioning that even though we are taking a long intermission, the KCB, this season, our donors have stepped up and they've continued to support us. So almost like it was like we were giving performances. So it's, even though they're not getting anything from the money, there are no services being rendered, they're still generating and being generous with their funds. And so we were very thankful for that. So that's great. And then we have, you know, the huge support of the audience. It's a great band. It's a great community.
And we're kind of hoping there are some band members out there listening along today on 89.9 and hoping they'll hear themselves in these performances. Typically, a concert that you began with the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not the meatiest piece. Maybe you'd want to skip over it, but not today.
Well, not today. Well, yeah, there are a couple reasons why I think that it's appropriate that we actually start with the Star Spangled Banner. It's the dawning of a new day, whether regardless of your party affiliation, this is a beginning. This, you know, 4 years ago is another beginning. So today marks another, is a beginning. And oftentimes, music ensembles in the United States will program the national anthem to initiate their season. And this concert that we're reviewing today did initiate our season. So it's appropriate. Not every ensemble will. Sometimes you do, like me. Sometimes I'll program it if it really fits. Sometimes I don't. But I really felt that concert in October 20th, 2018, I thought it was appropriate. And we did it. And certainly in light of the recent inauguration, it wouldn't be a bad way to start. Here's the thing, but here's what I want to tell the audience. It's a fantastic arrangement. It's by Sean O'Loughlin, and it's a wonderful arrangement, and the band just nails it. Because here's the thing, and this is why I think what makes this concert so special. So the band's, let me paint a picture for you. So the band's on stage, you know, and we get through all the announcements, blah, 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 and the tuning notes are sounded. And so the quintet is standing in the wings because the Star Spangled Banner is not that long, and neither is our next piece. The fanfare is only, so it's like, basically 3 minutes and you're on. So the quintet is standing in the wings and the band can see them and we know they're there and we know they're waiting. And so the band just turns it up. Because they're friends and they're colleagues, you know, in the wings, and they, you know, we have such respect for the Western Brass Quintet, and I believe they do for the Kalamazoo Concert Band. So and so everyone wants to do their best for each other. And the band delivered, right? So they delivered with the Star Spangled Banner, and then they delivered with the fanfare, and then the quintet comes on. And so everyone's just going, ooh, ah, this is going to be a concert.
I'm with Dr. Tom Evans, the current director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, and this is how the concert on October 18th, 2018, did I get the date?
It's October 20th, I believe.
Okay. You're right. Of course you're right. October 20th, 2018, Chanery Auditorium. Here's the Kalamazoo Concert Band.
Thank you.
you just tuned in, we're listening to live performances from October 20th, 2018 in Chenery Auditorium, in which my guest, Dr. Tom Evans, directed the Kalamazoo Concert Band. That was the very opening of the concert, first two pieces, and I felt like I was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's great. So, yeah, so we did the second piece, I don't think we properly identified, was Legacy Fanfare by Ryan Nowlin. And I chose that. Not every piece we did on this concert, which celebrates the birth of the 100th anniversary of Leonard Bernstein's birth, not every piece was written by Bernstein. The probably 80% of this concert material was from Leonard Bernstein's pen, but I needed a fanfare, right? So we did the Star Spangled Banner. I needed a fanfare, and although Bernstein wrote a few, this one I thought was a little more appropriate because of the title. The title was Legacy Fanfare, and certainly Leonard Bernstein, achieved that.
Right, and you were setting up the idea that we were going to celebrate a creative artist,
yes,
a totally unique creative artist, with a look at his legacy. And
right,
that's Leonard Bernstein, of course, who in 2018 would have been 100 years old. Perhaps we can talk about how you thought about this concert, what was appropriate for the band to play. Did you delve into little-known pieces by Bernstein or stick to the popular?
Yeah, well, there is a lot of material out there for that's just been arranged for band, written by Leonard Bernstein. So there's a a vast repertoire from which to choose. But I also knew I wanted to work with the Western Brass Quintet, and this piece, there's a wonderful arrangement which we're going to hear later on, called Suite for Mass, and I knew that it was arranged for brass quintet. And so when I was, when I'm piecing together programs, your mind runs in many different directions. And so you have a lot of different things you're considering. And so knowing that, in the back of my mind, I always knew that I wanted to work with the Western Brass Quintet again. Or members of them, because I've worked with them as soloists too with inside the band. And so I knew that piece was out there. So I thought, there, if we did, because you're looking for anchor pieces when you're doing programming. So so I thought, if we did the suite for Mass, which is about 15-minute work, and if we did selections from West Side Story, which everyone knows and loves, and you have to do that.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I would feel cheated if you didn't.
So I chose those as my two anchors, and I thought, we got ourselves a program, and we can include guest artists and guest artists that I wanted to work with for a long time.
The Western Brass Quintet,
yes,
is the faculty ensemble at Western Michigan University, whose reputation is known worldwide for advocating the highest level of brass quintet performance and continuing to create new pieces and commission works. And as it turns out, anyone who is a brass player in West Michigan will have taken lessons, perhaps participated in a master class, learned something from one of their own students. The legacy of this quintet is very palpable.
Oh, absolutely.
In
town. Yeah. And that's what made this concert, I think, really special, because between the two ensembles, the Western Brass Quintet and the KCB, there was this energy going back and forth.
It was a natural fit.
Yeah, it was.
Together.
It was like a family reunion.
Well, let's hear a little more about the Dance Suite for Brass Quintet. Is this with band, or is this featuring the quintet itself?
So what I like to do when I bring in my guest artists is that, and many times, unfortunately, there aren't pieces that really can combine the two artists. Like I've worked with Carolyn Keeble before in the past, and sometimes I'll just feature her just, on her own, or she'll bring in her own guests. And so they have a few minutes just to showcase themselves without the band accompanying them. And so I wanted to do that with the Western Brass Quintet, give them a chance to show off as an individual ensemble without the backing of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. And this is a really cool piece. It's called Dance Suite for Brass Quintet. And there are five movements to it. And what Bernstein does is he dedicates each of the movements to a certain choreographer. And I think the piece we want to do next is MTV, which is for Jerry. That's the title of the fifth movement. And it's for Jerome Robbins.
Keep in mind, Leonard Bernstein lived in the MTV era.
Oh, yeah,
true enough. He saw the fall of the Berlin Wall, conducted the Ninth Symphony in an incredible, unforgettable live performance, marking that occasion.
Yeah.
Young Bernstein was aware that the music had many, many avenues in which to go. After World War I, we saw music history nerds starting up here.
Yeah, right.
But after World War I, people were trying so many different things, so many ways to express the complexity of life. And Bernstein could do it all.
Oh, well, couldn't he, though? Yeah, he was a true Renaissance person. Absolutely. He could do it all.
You were saying that this dance suite kind of features some of his more atonal sounding pieces. And
yeah, that's and the quintet hits it way out of the ballpark. I was a little concerned because some of the movements are a little... a little inaccessible, I think, unless you're a real Bernstein fan. But I think that I like the piece a lot. But I just know that it's not everyone's cup of tea for some people. But I think the final movement, the one he wrote for Jerome Robbins, is really quite good. And it features, of course, as a trombonist myself, it features Dan Mattson on trombone inside the quintet, and he just nails it. So as one trombone player to another, man, I know this guy has chops. He does a great job.
A live performance from the Western Brass Quintet, participating in a Bernstein tribute, celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth on October 20th, 2018.
Stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the Western Brass Quintet live at Chenery Auditorium in a concert that celebrated Leonard Bernstein. And I don't think I'm familiar with that piece at all. It's from the Dance Suite for Brass Quintet.
Right. Yeah, it's a little known, but if you're in the brass quintet world, you might know it. But it's a fun piece, obviously, and it features different solos throughout. But this is the last movement. Well, maybe it's because I'm a trombone player that I just like that last movement because it features a trombone. And that solo, again, was Dan Mattson.
I am speaking with Dr. Tom Evans, the director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. And since we're about to launch into a bigger piece that you want us to hear the whole thing, let's reorient folks. Hopefully there are some band members out there listening and hopefully others getting introduced to the work of the Kalamazoo Concert Band with this flashback to October 20th, 2018. Up next, you're going to feature the suite from Mass.
Right.
Now, I think there's a few religious works that Leonard Bernstein composed. Chichester Psalms is one.
Yeah, it is one. And some of his symphonies have religious overtones as
well. That's right, Kaddish Symphony. Yeah. But what is Mass? Is it the Roman Catholic?
Well, it's based on... The rough outline is Roman Catholic Mass, but he throws in other things in as well. Like he throws in a pop song, a simple song, is actually one of the pieces that's often featured from the Mass. It's, if you extract that piece comes out. So it hits both settings of the Mass with other Bernstein-isms included.
And why is this one of your centerpieces?
Yeah, well, it's the Mass is a phenomenal piece of music, and this setting gives you a smorgasbord taste of it, if you will. Yeah, so it you get a quick sampling of the highlights from the Mass, and it's I just like the fact that it features a brass quintet with a wind ensemble band, and the two are integrated beautifully, just beautifully. And this is one of the things that makes this concert, I think, so special, is that you have the nimble qualities of a brass quintet, and they're in front of the podium, they're right in front of me, so they have, it's like driving a Lamborghini, you know, and they're all the little subtleties and tempo or nuances they pick up on it, they're right there because they're right underneath your baton, and you can we were breathing together, and so there's a connection right there. But then there's an 80-piece band behind them, trying to coordinate, you know, the triangle player in the back with what's going on in a subtle way up front can be
yards
daunting.
Away.
Yeah. But the entire band was listening, you know, intently, and the quintet's listening intently, and so the ensemble is really quite good, and we're able to achieve nuance, which isn't always possible with this kind of a sophisticated piece, and with a quintet, right, embedded inside another ensemble. So it's an ensemble embedded inside another ensemble, each having their own responsibilities and assignments. And it came together beautifully. And so there are, if for the people who are listening, I would encourage you just to not do anything for the next 15 minutes and just sit back and just really absorb this piece. Because the transitions from one musical idea to the next is pretty remarkable, and it's really a pleasure to listen to how both ensembles negotiate those transitions. And if I may, I remember getting to the last two pages of the score, and this is about a 14 and a half, 15 minute piece. I remember getting to the last two pages of the score and went, "Oh my goodness, we're almost done with this," and I had no idea how I got there. I was so in the moment for each second, each beat, and then when you get to the end of this, you know, like I said, I turned the page and went, "Oh, this is the last movement. There are only two pages left." I went, "I have no idea how I got
here." It's just
here.
A magical time lapse.
Oh, yeah. It was such an, and you know, and, but I think every performer on stage was in the moment as well. And it's what makes it so special. So you'll miss those special qualities if you're washing dishes or driving your car or, you know, whatever else you might be doing, you know, reading a book or, you know, whatever, and listening at the same time. But if you just stop what you're doing and listen to this. This is a pretty remarkable experience. And you'll see why I programmed it. It's a great piece of music.
We'll be back with Dr. Tom Evans after we hear this performance recorded October 20th, 2018 in a Bernstein tribute celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth. Here's the Kalamazoo Concert Band and Suite from Mass by Leonard Bernstein, arranged by Michael Sweeney.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.